Okay, so have you heard about this Bits Bonanza? Free crypto, who'd say no to that, right? Especially when they're talking about $100,000 of USDT up for grabs. It's a classic airdrop, and today we're gonna take a deep dive into how it all works. Like, is it legit? What's the catch? And what does this whole thing tell us about, all the hype around crypto these days?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's about understanding how these things work. Because let's face it, they're designed to get you excited, to create that gotta get in now feeling.
Oh, for sure. This blog post, it's like deadline September 30th for the first round, then bam, four seasons to grab some bits, play games, refer your friends. It's all very like gamified.
Which is totally intentional, right? Plays on that fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Suddenly, people are jumping in without really thinking it through, classic marketing tactic. But crypto, it's like it's on another level.
Totally. And then you see that date, December 24th, that's when they say Bytes becomes tradable. I don't know about you, but I can't help but think, is this my crypto Christmas miracle?
And that's when you got to put on the brakes a little.
See, USDT, that's Tether. It's a stable coin, supposed to be pegged to the US dollar. So yeah, that $100,000 prize pool, in theory, it's got a fixed value. But the real question is, once those Beats tokens hit the market, what are they actually going to be worth? Will this bonanza live up to all the hype? Right, because what good is a handful of tokens if they're basically worthless, or the whole project just like disappears? So how do we cut through the noise and figure out if this is the real deal? What are the red flags to watch out for?
Well, even the way they're talking in this blog post, it sets off some alarm bells. Captivating, foremost milestone. Heck, even the name Bits Bonanza, it's all very buzzword heavy, which honestly can be a way to hide a lack of substance.
Okay, so enough with the shiny words. What else should we be looking at? Like, what's the difference between something legit and something that's, more pyramid shaped, let's say?
And when I say pyramid-shaped, I mean those schemes where the main way to make money is by roping other people in, not by offering something real. So with Bits, with any project really, you need transparency. Who's behind this? Is there a clear explanation of the tech, the team, their long-term goals?
So don't get blinded by the excitement. Take a breath and do your homework.
Exactly. And that's where DYRR comes in. Do your own research. It's not just skimming a blog post or two. It's about really understanding what this project is all about and what risks might be involved.
Okay, DYRR, do your own research. I feel like I've heard that a million times in the crypto world, but you're saying it's especially important here, right?
Absolutely. You wouldn't buy a car just based on like a flashy ad, would you? You'd want to, look under the hood, read reviews, figure out how it works. Crypto projects is the same idea. You got to look past the surface.
So where do we even start? They mentioned a white paper. Is that the first stop?
Definitely. A white paper is like a project's blueprint, lays out their vision, the tech behind it, where they're headed. Don't worry if it gets a little technical, even just skimming the intro, the team section, maybe how the token works, it can tell you a lot.
And you mentioned the team. What are we looking for there? Like, do they all need PhDs or something?
Well, experience in the field is a good sign, but it's more than just fancy titles. Look for transparency about their background, what they've worked on before, any potential conflicts of interest. A quick Google search can tell you a lot.
So we're like internet detectives, but instead of fingerprints, we're analyzing code and white papers.
Exactly. And speaking of detective work, another part of DYOR is looking beyond what the project tells you. What are people saying about them? Online forums, social media, any critical discussions?
Don't just listen to the hype, see what the word on the street is.
Right. Be wary of anyone who's just singing their praises, especially if it seems too organized or fake. Look for real engagement, discussions with different viewpoints, a healthy dose of skepticism. Remember, a project's success depends on its community as much as its tech.
That's a good point. Which brings us back to this whole too good to be true thing with this Bits Bonanza. Even if the project checks out, there's still market volatility to think about, right?
For sure. Crypto markets are known for being unpredictable. There's potential for big wins, but also big risks. Just because a token gets listed on an exchange doesn't mean the price will go up. In fact, a lot of times you see this pump and dump thing. Early hype inflates the price, then boom, early investors cash out, and everyone else is left holding the bag.
So December 24th, that listing date for Bits, it's not a guaranteed Christmas bonus, more like a gamble.
Think of it as a step in their journey, not a promise of future value. And that's why even after you do your research, it's important to be careful. Never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Okay, so we've talked about DYOR, looking into the project, understanding the market. Anything else we should keep in mind with these kinds of offers? Okay, so we've talked about DYOR, looking into the project, understanding the market. Anything else we should keep in mind with these kinds of offers?
You know, I think the big takeaway here is don't check your brain at the door, no matter how good something sounds. Crypto's got tons of potential, but there's also a lot of hype, a lot of people trying to game the system.
It's easy to get caught up in that I'm going to miss out feeling, right?
Absolutely. And the people yelling the loudest, a lot of times they're the ones who benefit most from you jumping in. So instead of just following the crowd, take some time, figure out what you actually think.
So even this Bits Bonanza thing, even if it's a bust, it's still a learning moment.
Exactly. It's like a crash course in, well, in how to think for yourself in this space, how to spot hype, how to be a little skeptical. Those are good skills to have no matter what you're investing in.
Because let's be real, there's always going to be another next big thing right around the corner.
Always. But the more you understand how it works, the psychology behind it, the less likely you are to get fooled.
So to everyone listening, we'd love to hear from you. Have you seen offers like this that just fell off? How do you decide what's worth your time, your money? Let us know, because your experience might be our next deep dive. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and thanks for taking the deep dive with us.